I became interested in it. My husband John and I were living in Dharamsala in India. We went there with Australian Volunteers Abroad in 1980-81, a long time ago. And one of the things that struck me about the people we met and became friendly with and were working with was they seemed to be happy and delightful people, lovely, lovely people. So, you know, you're become a bit inquisitive about what's going on for them, you know. And so that, with their strong faith in Buddhism and practice in Buddhism, and which sometimes included meditation, that started an interest in Buddhism, I guess, in an inquiry. So when we came back to Australia, I continued that interest, and we started a little meditation group here at our home.
What do you believe is the purpose for meditation?
To better understand who I am and to have an experience of myself at the deepest possible level. So an experience of myself beyond anything personal. And it's fascinating in deep meditation to have this experience, because what comes with it is this deep knowing. You don't use the mind to convince yourself that this is who you are, but you actually do know that that's who you are at the deepest level. And there are lots of fascinating things about it, but one of the things which strikes me over and over again is that in this amazing depth in meditation that can become available to us, there's no difference. There's no difference between me and anybody else. There's no difference between me and anything else. It's a place of immense stillness, incredible beauty, and it's mesmerizing. People who have experience of that place often just want more of it.
Did you find it difficult to take yourself to that place, to be able to meditate quite deeply?
Yes, I'm no different to anybody else. And, well, that's not true. Some people find meditation easier than others, but it's interesting that we all, you know, we all have a mind, and the job of the mind is to be active. And so for all of us, I think, when we first sit down and try to be still, that's the first thing we confront. There are lots of thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories, all sorts of things that go over and over and over and over and over and over and over again in our mind. So all that stuff can be happening in our mind. We can choose to be interested in something that's other than that. And that's what the focus of my meditation is.
Why are you meditating for 24 hours?
This is an event it's the fourth annual meditation marathon, is to make meditation a focus of discussion.
When people think of meditating, they probably think of someone sitting quietly. What's the sort of meditation that you'll be doing through the 24 hours?
There is a schedule set out for the meditation. So this is a global event. There'll be people all around the world doing this, a lot of them at the same time. So there'll be some readings and some little audio clips that we'll listen to at the beginning of each meditation session. The meditations will generally be 45 minutes long, and then there'll be a short break, and then at the beginning of the next session there'll be an audio or something like that. Meditate for 45 minutes and the next little break. And there'll be longer breaks too for meals as well. We can choose what position to take. Most of us will be sitting on the floor on a cushion, and it will be in silence. There will be challenges. I think that has to be, we have to accept that. I mean, when you meditate through the night, you get sleepy. That's certainly a challenge. Sitting on the floor for that period of time, you know, there'll probably be pain and discomfort and so on. But that's part of meditation, what we meet in meditation as well, those issues of the body. That might sound difficult to some people, but it's funny, when I speak about it to others, some people think that would be absolutely wonderful. So I guess people are divided.
How do you deal with distractions? You mentioned some of the problems there that you might encounter, soreness, tiredness. How do you deal with those in your meditation?
Really depends a lot on your intention, on the intention you have before you sit down to meditate. I think, you know, if we sit down and think, you know, look at our watch and say, okay, you know, I'm going to do this and tick this off as my daily practice or whatever, you're not really interested in it, it's likely that you're going to be distracted by all sorts of things. If you're serious in your intention and you're genuinely interested in what you might find, then I think your chances of being able to not be distracted are much, much greater, and to go deeper in your meditation.